We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A night of strong storms across central Kansas. We've got the story.
I'm Dan O'Neill. Governor Brownback signs a school funding bill for the Supreme Court to review.
Congressional baseball game last night in Washington. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Two escaped inmates from Georgia captured after a high-speed chase. I'm ABC's Richard Davies. That's coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We had quite an active night last night with severe weather. Could we see more this evening? Our forecast is coming up.
The Democrats won Thursday's congressional baseball charity game in Washington. It raised more than $1 million.
The crowd stood and roared when a hero threw out the first pitch. Special agent David Bailey on crutches walked to the mound, a broad smile across his face to more than 20,000 fans. It was Bailey and another wounded Capitol Police officer who shot and killed the gunman aiming at Republicans practicing for this charity game. Grateful he and the others survived. Andy Field, ABC News, Nationals Park, Washington.
Strong storms rolled across the Sunflower State, bringing heavy rain, large hail, and strong winds that left widespread damage. In Reno County, a tree fell on an SUV as a family was heading home. It happened in the 7600 block of Tobacco Road. Reno County Sheriff's Deputy Mike Morrell tells KSN News two adults and two children were in the car at the time.
They were a little banged up, a few cuts and scrapes, but nothing bad. Kids were a little shook up, but everybody was good considering what happened.
Wind gusted to more than 80 miles per hour in the Wichita area, with tree limbs down, power outages, and street flooding. The National Weather Service reports up to an inch and a half of rain across Wichita.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback has signed into law a measure to increase the state's funding on public schools in response to a court mandate.
Brownback acted Thursday on the bill, which would phase in a $293 million increase in aid to public schools over 2 years. The Kansas Supreme Court ruled in March that the state's $4 billion a year in education funding was inadequate. The court is expected to review the new law. Attorneys for four school districts suing the state have said they will challenge the new law because they believe it still falls hundreds of millions of dollars short of adequately funding schools. But the justices did not set a figure when they told lawmakers to pass a new school funding law by June 30th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two armed men robbed a Taco Bueno restaurant and roughed up an employee in East Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened early Thursday at Central and Hillside. Police contacted the victim, a 22-year-old man.
He stated he was leaving the business and approaching his vehicle when he was confronted by two unknown suspects armed with handguns. The suspects demanded money. The victim's wallet was taken, and the victim was battered before the suspects then fled on foot.
Suspects were wearing black hoodies and black pants, hitting the victim with their guns and kicking him.
Two escaped inmates wanted for killing two guards on a Georgia prison bus are back in custody.
Authorities say police in Shelbyville, Tennessee, responded to a call about a home invasion. The escapees held an elderly couple captive, stole their car.
A chase ensued with that car that they'd stolen in Bedford County.
Sheriff Howard Sills in Putnam County, Georgia. Shots were fired during the pursuit, speeds of over 100 miles per hour.
They wrecked the car somewhere on the interstate and got out and fled into the woods.
20 minutes later, say authorities, the two men came out with their hands up and surrendered. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Houston police are looking for the men who shot and killed a 10-month-old boy Wednesday. Police say Messiah Justice Marshall's father got into an argument with the gunman outside his southwest Houston home before they opened fire. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo says the gunmen were probably gang members.
Killing a 10-month-old boy being held by his father, that's outrageous. And I promise you, we are going to come after these people.
There is a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the shooters there in Houston. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Wichita's annual pro golf tournament heads into the second round of play today out at Crestview, and we've got a big fight tomorrow night in Park City to tell you about. It's all coming up in sports.
And the jury deliberating for a fifth day in the Bill Cosby trial. That story on the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, 70 degrees. Bill Cosby's jury will deliberate for a fifth day in his sexual assault trial after telling the judge they were deadlocked Thursday.
After the judge ordered them to keep trying, jurors entered their 40th hour of deliberations, which prompted Cosby spokesman Andrew Wyatt to say, enough already.
We can only imagine the emotional and physical toll this is taking on the jury.
He called on the judge to declare a mistrial. If the district attorney doesn't retry the case, that means Cosby would walk free. Gloria Allred, who represents other Cosby accusers, including one who testified for the prosecution, said he needs to let deliberations run their course. Brad Milkey, ABC News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Still waiting on a job offer? You may need to brush up on your interviewing manners.
It's a good time to look for a job, especially if you're a college graduate. Employers say they're ready and willing to hire. But if you haven't gotten any offers, maybe it's time for a quick course in interviewing etiquette. Paul McDonald at Robert Half says you can't underestimate the importance of a good thank you note.
The hiring manager that I speak to still today love opening up that piece of self-addressed mail, or even if it's an email plus a handwritten thank you.
In other words, you can't thank a prospective employer too much. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sedgwick County Manager Mike Scholes tells KNSS News he's holding the line on the county spending, with the budget process moving toward a final draft in August.
A $425 million budget for this year that we've been working with and working on the budget process so far this year. It's going to be about the same budget. I've been able to probably, once it gets passed, it's going to be close to flat, if not less.
Mike Scholes is our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Continue to expect a traffic slowdown. We've got an accident. It's on southbound Meridian, but it's right at Kellogg, slowing things down on Kellogg in that area, too. Traffic update on KNSS brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. The storms that moved through yesterday also brought us some heavier rainfall. We had just over 1.3 inches at the airport. This morning is going to stay dry, but we quickly heat up. Could be around 90 by noontime, 96 and breezy later on this afternoon. Any thunderstorms that form this evening could become severe with a low 75. Sunny, hot tomorrow with a high near 100. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now partly cloudy, 70 degrees. We have a south wind at 10 miles per hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS, and with us this morning from Dallas, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan talking about election officials saying that Russians targeted Dallas before the November voting. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Steve. And maybe it's a good thing they did. And they were not successful in getting into Dallas County's voting records, the voter rolls of 1.3 million voters who live in the county. But according to county elections administrators, they say the FBI has assured them that indeed there were Russians trying to get into the system, that they found that 17 times there were attempts to access voter information rolls here in Dallas County. They didn't get in. And not for the reason you might think. It's not that Dallas County has such stringent security measures or such up-to-date computer systems. It's that the system is so old. The county elections administrator says that because it's not even a web-based sort of system, you couldn't get into it in the first place. That's a good thing and a bad thing, I suppose. It breaks down occasionally, but at the same time, it unwittingly protected itself from hacking.
You know, with all of this stuff that we've been hearing about the hacking and the voting, I keep thinking, Jim, that are we headed toward the time when we say pencil and paper?
You know, somebody suggested that, and maybe it's not such a bad idea. That seems to be the one thing that you can't hack into. If someone's paper ballot, and they mark it with a pen. So, you know, we may go back to that. But it seems to be the one secure method of casting a ballot. But, you know, people are working all the time to try to invent new ways to protect computer systems like this, web servers and your personal information and voters across Dallas County, for that matter. But there are also people out there trying to invent ways to hack into it and having pretty good success.
Of course, we vote on computers here in Sedgwick County, as almost everybody does, I guess. But I'm wondering if that's the one, if they can get into the where they count the votes, then they could alter the whole thing. But I'm thinking that's very difficult because nobody, I don't think, has done it yet.
Well, we don't know, of course.
Yeah,
it could have been pretty successful. Who knows? But it's really unclear what the intent of these folks might have been. But, you know, the FBI, based on the IP addresses, the Internet Protocol addresses of the people who were trying to get into the system here, say that they're pretty sure that these were Russians who were trying to get in. You heard James Comey's testimony. The one thing about which he had no doubt at all, asked about whether he thinks that Russians have been trying to manipulate the American electoral system, he said, absolutely.
Well, if nothing else, they were trying to get access to, what, 1.3 million registered voters' personal stuff. And if these guys are, if they're not Russian government agents, they might be just Russian thugs looking criminals.
Absolutely. Okay. And that information, once it's out, it's out. But they did not, again, penetrate the antiquated system here in Dallas.
And the reason is because you guys are using play school computers from the 80s, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jim. That's ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan in Dallas saying the Russians tried to hack the Dallas election rolls, or voter rolls, but they couldn't because the computers were too old. Chad, what do you think about that?
Well, it's easily possible that a computer can be too old or just, you know, too antiquated
sure.
to
really be hacked into. That is possible. The two things that age can do to a computer can make it way easier to hack or almost impossible.
Yeah, and that was I was being facetious when I said, are we going back to pencils and paper? And he said it had been suggested.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing to go back to pencils and paper? 8:15 now, Steve and Ted. And just a little bit more about the weather coverage last night. We had we went into Operation Storm Watch in full coverage and for quite a while there. And this was an interesting storm that came our way last night from the northwest, moving to the southeast, at times rolling in about 40 miles an hour. And then I was in my storm coverage. I was up northwest about 53rd and Meridian when it first started. I mean, it was calm. Then all of a sudden, wham, here it came. And I saw one of those trash receptacles, Ted,
mm-hmm.
out of the corner, out of my right side. I could see it out of the corner of my eye. Here it came, and I just barely missed it. That thing was traveling about, I don't know, 20, 30 miles an hour, and it went right, just missed me. That would have been terrible if I'd been, you'd have to do a story about my car being wiped out by a trash receptacle.
By a trash dumpster.
Yeah, but it was one of those really strange weather incidents, but not that unusual. Every couple, 3 or 4 years, one comes in that way, and it was straight line winds. And, you know, Tony Dusing was doing a lot of our anchoring last night. In fact, he was doing the anchoring, and we kept comparing it to, when you got 80-mile-an-hour winds, that's like a small tornado force, wind. And it can be very, very dangerous. But we didn't have anybody with serious injuries, not any really major damage. So, you know, I think we did pretty well last night. And we got everybody covered and got everybody told about it. All right. Big Father's Day weekend coming up,
oh,
Ted.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And a lot going on. I've got on my Father's Day shirt.
There it is.
Could you tell from your
dear children?
It's kind of timeless. I mean, this is a shirt that you could wear when it was purchased for me in the 80s, or you might see this in the movie From Here to Eternity, where
right.
Fatso,
say Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah. But yeah,
the whatever. Fatso, the prison guy, yeah. is going to the bar there and with a knife.
It's
you know?
Kind of got a tropical theme.
And, of course, and I mentioned many years ago in Dillard's with my family, I said, look at that shirt. Isn't that beautiful? But I can't afford it because it's a polo. And sure enough, my children snuck my Dillard's card and bought it for me. I finally
there you go.
Paid,
you still paying that off?
Paid for it. No, I got it done. I got paid for about 8 years after that. 8:17 coming up on 8:18 with Steve. Hey, it's Ted. A sign marking the Crooked Hill Road exit off a suburban New York Parkway has been altered to read Crooked Hillary. the Franksters. Newsday says the defaced green traffic sign on Long Island was reported to the State Department of Transportation Wednesday. A spokesman says the sign has been removed. And, quote, defacing public signs is illegal.
That's right. Not supposed to do that.
Not supposed to do that. That is a no-no. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted, and it's time for Sports with Ted Woodward. And I can tell you this, it's a busy weekend coming up here in South Central Kansas in the Wichita area when it comes to sports, right, Ted?
And we got some super activities coming up this weekend, including the conclusion of the Air Capital Classic as the Web.com Tour makes its annual stop in Wichita, the 28th year in a row for the Air Capital Classic out at Crestview Country Club. Last year, a young man at Oregon named Aaron Wise was the individual NCAA champion in men's golf. He's your first-round leader at the Air Capital Classic. He shot an 8-under-par 62 yesterday to take a two-stroke lead. He was out there in the morning group yesterday, so he got out there on the course before it got super windy and super hot. He birdied his first three holes, so he was 3-under right away and carried that momentum on in for an 8-under. There were still 15 golfers on the course when they had to halt for weather last night. So those 15 will have to finish up their first round, and then everyone will play their second round of action today. That's out at the 28th Annual Air Capital Classic. They will have the cut, and then we'll make it into the third round Saturday afternoon and the final round on Sunday. And that means, once again, for the 28th year in a row, live radio coverage of the Air Capital Classic right here on KNSS. Mike Kennedy and Jay Delling will have live coverage beginning at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and 1 o'clock on Sunday. Listen to the golf tournament right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Big boxing match tomorrow night in Park City at Hartman Arena. It's the third professional fight for Wichita's Nico Hernandez, the bronze medalist from the Summer Olympics last year. Nico is off to a 2-0 start in his pro career with a pair of knockouts. He'll take on
Jose Rodriguez, who is 1-0 in his career with a knockout. That'll be a six-round fight in the flyweight division. That'll be at 9 o'clock tomorrow night out at Hartman Arena in Park City. It'll be nationally televised on the CBS Sports Network. Nico Hernandez, make sure you head out to that fight. Hartman Arena will be rocking tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
For Nico's third professional fight. In pro baseball, the Wichita Wingnuts and the Kansas City T-Bones got rained out last night at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. And now the Wingnuts will be home the rest of the weekend, taking on the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks tonight, tomorrow night, and Father's Day afternoon. Those games at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The Kansas City Royals in Anaheim last night taking on the Angels, and the Royals' winning streak continues, and the big home runs continue, and the big RBIs continue. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Here's the pitch. Moves will ground that one up the middle, a base hit. In to score comes Hosmer. Hershley will wave Perez around third, and Salvi will score.
Two more coming in there as the Royals beat the Angels 7-2. That's now a five-game winning streak for the Royals. That is the longest in Major League Baseball right now.
Sure helps when you got the bats going.
Royals are just two games behind for a playoff spot now. Playing some good baseball. And they've scored at least seven runs or more in every game of this five-game winning streak. Last time the Royals did that was in the late 1970s.
Great.
So it's been a good week.
Great
for the Royals offense.
Yeah, yeah.
Kansas City in Anaheim the rest of the weekend. Tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon. Listen to all those Royals-Angels games live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And we have racing at 81 Speedway up in Park City this weekend. Regular racing schedule on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Then on Sunday evening, it's a Father's Day special with the NCRA Sprints and the annual Bill Hall Memorial. Racing Saturday and Sunday nights up at 81 Speedway in Park City. And congratulations in JUCO softball to Butler Community College sophomore Bryn Miner, the National JUCO Player of the Year.
Wow.
She is from Goddard Eisenhower High School, led the nation in slugging percentage and extra base hits this year. Oh, and as a pitcher, she was 13-0 as well.
Wow, that's almost perfect.
Back-to-back national champions, Community College softball team.
Terrific, terrific turn.
Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean salutes two brave Capitol cops. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.